Fucking K. Welcome to episode 35 of FML FPL. I am Alon.
This is Walsh.
In this week's episode, we'll go over the usual, what the fuck happened last game week, and mostly look forward to the double game week, bench boost, insanity, fuck fest coming our way in game week 34.
It's finally upon us.
Oh my god, we've been planning for this all season, literally.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not literally, but we've been waiting for a while.
The chips. Once the chips were, like, announced, it was like, oh, this is when you use your chip. Bench boost.
Yeah. And there's doubles. I mean, I know. Triple cap. Like, thank God I saved my triple captain for this week so I could get 4 points out of Lukaku instead of two.
What a nightmare.
It was good, though. That was great. So okay, I got two extra points.
Before we go into the footy, let me opening question. This can be summer or winter. I want to know your favorite Olympic event.
Olympics.
I can start. I'm pretty traditional. Like I was talking about this with a friend and I thought it'd be a funny opening question. Like I just like the like racing sports in both summer and winter. I was thinking about what I like and I just remember growing up with Apollo Antonono watching like the speed skating, like short track speed skating, which was fucking genius.
Yeah.
And then I also remember like Michael Johnson just shredding all of the like outdoor track races when I was young, and that was the best thing.
Okay. Winter's easy for me. It's downhill skiing. I love watching the skiing. I love how they always have the fucking cameras on the corners of where the flags are, where they're making like turns. And they have the timer from, like, the leader and then the current, how they're either, like, plus or minus the pace.
Yeah.
It's, like, every checkpoint they have that shit. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot how good that is.
Yeah, it's amazing because you're totting every time to see if they're, like, plus, minus, minus, plus.
Yeah, and it's, like, fucking milliseconds.
Yeah, it's like, so close. Yeah, and, I ski, so I love that shit. Summer's harder. I definitely don't like sprinting, watching it. I don't enjoy it.
I like the short sprints, like the Michael Johnson ones.
Yeah, like the 100 or the
200. 100 and 200 and shit, and it's just like so fast.
Yeah, swimming I think is just a nightmare to watch. I actually really like the field events. Like, they don't televise it that much. I love like shot put and like javelin and the weird shit.
Oh yeah, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, like the jumping high jump, because they like, you know, they do the long jump, they do those weird step ups.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the hurdle. I love watching the hurdle.
Oh, hurdle's good. Hurdle's good.
Yeah, I like all that shit. The field events. Give me that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not track. You're all field.
Yeah, no track.
I like those. Yeah, you can just kind of, like, you can imagine yourself trying to throw a really heavy rock. You know what I mean?
The shot put, it's really heavy, but the women's is so nuts because it's always the most huge Russian, like Belarusian savage beasts, which is huge. Like, it's like Zangief, but female. All of them. Every single one.
Oh my it's so god. Good.
Or they're like Samoan or some shit. But it's That's so amazing. Funny.
Yeah, the screams let out in shot put are also incredible scenes.
Yeah, it's like grunting in tennis. Like, fuck that. The grunting in shot put is, that's what you can jerk it to.
That's proper fucking pre-Homo sapien grunt.
Yeah, you just mute your porn, put that shit on loop, and it's great.
That's great. All right, quick shout out to new top of the table, top of the FML FPL table, Isle of Naboombu.
Isle?
Yeah, dude. He took over. No way. From the god flying without Ings. He had an 85-point haul, triple captain Lukaku, like a lot of us did. But he kept Kane, which wasn't so good, but he also kept Vardy, Ali, and Alderweireld, so he just had a fucking Todd fest.
Yeah, fucking, I miss flying, though.
And flying without Ings. He's on the bottom of the form table.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, Naboombu's overall rank's 188.
Cool. That's close. That's good.
In the world. That's high.
Yeah, that's great.
All right.
So let's dive into this past week. First of all, before we get into this week, last week's pod was great.
Thank you. Yeah, nice it was job. So
guest
fun.
Jason was a guest. Jason Todd Fest. Producer Nate was the appropriate amounts of bass vocals.
Yeah, it was so fun doing it in person. It made me wish you lived in New York so we could just all rage in the studio all the time. But yeah, it was good. Jason earned himself a spot on our text thread, which is that's VIP.
Yeah, guest Jason's in with some more banter for our behind the scenes now. Good for him. Yep.
Yeah, that's huge.
And now that I'm back to normalcy, I can get back in there.
Yeah, let's hear about Selhurst a little bit. It must have just been the best thing ever.
Yeah, so we went to Arsenal first, right, the week two, the Watford game, the 4-0.
Right.
I mean, it's like going to a Yankees game. Like, no one gives a fuck. There's no chanting. There's no atmosphere. But, I mean, we got hammered and had so much fun, but that's just, like, what it was like at Emirates.
Yeah, yeah.
But Selhurst was so far away from the opposite that you could imagine. Like, it's in zone 4, which is, like, bumblefuck compared to regular London.
That sounds like a radioactive zone. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it's not London. It's a joke that it's called London. It's like going to Westchester.
Okay.
Gotcha. But we get off, and it's just little South London, whatever the fuck, and we have to meet this lad to get our tickets.
Yeah.
And he told us, like, go to this pub and then go meet him at the Sainsbury's, which is like a grocery store there, and they have a gas station. So okay. He's like, meet me at the Sainsbury's gas station. So we're like, all right, whatever, bro. And the Arsenal game was at 12:45, so we got to the pub, and this fucking huge black bro at the door at 12, no, it was like 11:45. There's like a bouncer, and he was like, can I see your tickets, mate? And we're like, oh, we don't have them. We're getting, he's like, you're supposed to have your tickets, and like the thickest South London accent ever.
Just to get into the pub?
Just to get into the pub on game day, because they segregate away fans, go to specific pubs, and home fans go to specific pubs. So it was like a Palace home fan. It was literally across the street from the stadium.
Jesus.
So he let us in. We downed a pint. We met fucking dude at the gas station. Went back, watched the Arsenal game. Senny was freaking out. All the Palace fans were just cockeyed looking at him.
Yeah.
And then we get to the game, and it's like we're in the family stand, which is not ideal. I mean, but there are these 9-year-old children around me just screaming every touch to every player, like, oh, come on, Jace. Like, come on, Dan. Come on, Damo. Like, every time. And they're like me if I were 9 and this insane about sports.
Yeah, all
of them, all over the place. It was so insane. And we were really close to the pitch, and the ground was just so cool. And, like, the atmosphere was amazing. And when we scored that goal, it was just fucking scenes.
It must have gone so crazy.
Yeah, I, like, fell down over the seats in front of me, and then I got up and jumped up and hugged Senny, and then I hugged the guys next to me, and everyone was just freaking.
Ah, that is so good. I get the fucking chills hearing about
that. Yeah, it was so good. Ugh, it was great.
That's amazing.
Story time's over. Let's get back to FPL.
Okay. That was good, though. I have a tear in my eye.
Oh, it's too soon to thought so.
Okay, what did you do in game week 33?
I don't know.
Well, tell me.
Was that when I wildcarded?
No, this week. Like,
I just triple capped Lukaku because I was just thinking that in 37, the only two teams that I was looking at were West Ham or Liverpool for triple captaincy potential. And I was worried about both of those teams being on the beach and there being rotation.
Yeah.
So that was mainly the reason why I went with Lukaku this week, where even though they have nothing to play for, I knew he was going to get 180. They had two good fixtures. Even though they were away, he's kind of shit at home. So I just felt like it was a good time to blow it, and it was, because I got 4 points.
You should have triple captain Bolasie.
Yeah, that he was my vice. I mean, I would have gotten obviously an extra. What I should have done was drop everyone and just pick up all Spurs and all Leicester players.
No, you should have triple captain Robles, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, Robles got 14 this week. It's insane.
Crazy. But you had a pretty decent week.
Yeah, I mean, I got 74 points basically on the sheer bulk of players I had today, even though they were all pretty bad.
Yeah.
But I got a green arrow. I'm up to 26K, so it's good. I have bench boost next week. Hopefully I'll push up. I'm thinking realistically next week with my bench boost, if I don't get between like 10 and 12K, I'll be very disappointed, I think.
Wow. That's big. I mean, a lot of people are bench boosting. It's not like
secret. A lot of people are, but I think it's just like the vocal minority almost, because I think just as many people are ahead of me because they bench boosted, you know?
That's true.
They're not going to be bragging like, oh, I don't have my bench boost. I'm a fucking asshole, like, you know?
And the people ahead of you, like, Isle of Numbumbu, who kept like three Spurs players and Leicester players.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And they're not bench boosting.
Yeah. Yeah. And it could go pear-shaped again, like this week, kind of. But even, I mean, even though everything kind of fucked up for me this week, I still got a good return. I mean, I did use my triple cap, but yeah. I'm still feeling really hopeful. I'm happy I got a green arrow today.
Yeah, I mean, this week is just so weird because it feels like we're being tricked into thinking that, like, we all had, like, shit weeks just because, like, pretty much just because Lukaku didn't come off. But, like, we all, or, you know, our friend group or whatever got green arrows. And this week was always, like, a throwaway week. It was, like, everything we wildcarded for is for the bench boost next week. Like, yeah. To get a green this week is incredible.
Yeah, I think I agree with you for those of you that wildcarded in 32, but I think for me, or in 33, but I think for me it's a little bit different scenario because I triple capped.
Yeah.
And it was a complete unmitigated disaster. I mean, it couldn't really have been worse. So
that's
the kind of thing where I'm totally, it's hard. That sucks. But,
That sucks. Well, yeah, so I basically just previewed what I did. I went up like 5K. I'm 88K now.
Mm-hmm.
I had 70 points, Captain Lukaku. Iwobi came through. I almost fucking tripled Palace defense, which would have just been the actual best thing ever. I only doubled in the end, but still, 2 12-point, double barrel 12 points right there is very nice.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then, I mean, even I'm still with Hennessy. I can't believe how many points Hennessy got, because he got 2 bonus and 2 cleans and both games, he got like 18 points.
I'm so mad I don't have him. Like, I had him in literally every single draft up until, like, I was in the panic room, by the way. I mean, obviously, if I had triple Palace defenders, I was in the fucking panic room. Like, I was freaking out on Friday night. Like, there was no one to text. Like, the only person alive was fucking Tempe Bug, our friend. Now I can say our friend Scott, who was just like emailing me off the ledge. He was like, dude, he was like my parent or something. He was just like, dude, like, I understand why you went triple Palace defense, and I like most of your team, but I think you're just going to have to sacrifice Bellerin, you know? And I'm just like, but I don't want to sacrifice Bellerin. It's just like a fucking nightmare. I managed to come out okay. I have a pretty balanced team, I think. And then Palace fucking titted me. So, yeah, like I just said, like I didn't triple cap because I wildcarded this week. So to get any green arrow out of this week is just incredible because I have 15 double game week players next week.
Yeah.
And that's like all I wanted. That's the reason I wildcarded.
Mm-hmm.
Not for this week. So...
So, yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at things. I mean, we all have, it's a very late pod, so it's not like this is breaking news to anyone. Why don't we, instead of going through game by game, like, oh my God, West Ham, Arsenal, like crazy, 3-3.
Yeah.
Why don't we, because you wildcarded, and I wildcarded a couple weeks ago, so why don't we go through both of our teams positionally, and then talk about things for next week, like there.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
So with goalkeepers this week, so I went with Robles and Mignolet, and you went with Mignolet and Darlow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, like you said, without Hennessy, you got a 2-pointer out of Mignolet, whereas most people had a double game week goalkeeper, which would have most likely was Robles.
But Robles or Hennessy, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been a lot of points for you.
That's a big miss, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, you still have both for next week, which is nice. But but like you said, so you have double Palace defense. You went with Suarez and Delaney. You went with the cheap routes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Monreal, Sacco, and Johnny Evans.
Yep.
So, I mean, you have to be happy that you banked those 2 Palace clean sheets because you know that next week everything looks sad for that.
Yeah, they're at Arsenal United. Like, I don't want to use a transfer this week, but if I were, it'd probably be one of them just to a defender who doesn't blank and also has double. Because that's just, like, that just can't be good. Arsenal, at United, like, that just can't be good.
No, especially because their attacking threat is, I mean, Palace in general attacking threat is shit, so... It's hard to see them getting much out of those 2 games, but
But Monreal, I'm happy with. Like, he almost scored a goal.
Yeah, he looked good.
Evans is fine. West Brom are still putting up clean sheets, and then Saka, I still think he's nailed. I'm still happy with it. They were just everyone was rotated this past weekend. It was just a fucked up weekend because of Dortmund, but I think for the upcoming double, it should just be first team. So
yeah, if you guys go through with Dortmund, when is your next game?
Well, that, I was just thinking about that, like, on my way home from work, and that's really tricky. Like, no one's really talking about how fucked Game Week 35 is, because it's not just the blanks. So, Game Week 34, this upcoming Game Week with the doubles, there's games up until April 21st, and then Game Week 35, there's games 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Then all Champs League, Europa League, FA Cup, all that shit is like that week.
Okay.
So everyone's going to fucking be benching all of their players in Game Week 35. Like City, Liverpool, fucking, you know, whoever has anything, any competition. And then they're going to play their first team in Europe or an FA Cup probably because it's semifinals. And then be back in 36. So it's going to just fuck up everything. Yeah, it's not going to fuck up 34, I don't think.
Yeah, and it'll be tricky to see. Because, yeah, if we have 11 out for 35 and then two of their players get rested, it's just what's... If it happens, it happens, I think.
There's, yeah, 35 is just fucked.
Yeah, and the 35 is going to be where the casuals pay back because those guys with Spurs and Leicester players and shit, you know they're going to get 11 out.
They're so not getting rotated, yeah.
No, yeah. We have to just hope that they just don't have good games collectively on that week because we're going to be under the cosh.
Yeah, I mean, that's why... That's, like, the main reason why I don't want to use a transfer this week is because I want to bring in, like, Mahrez, Kane or something like that for 35 because... They're just so nailed and so good.
Yeah, yeah, I hear that.
But what's your defense?
So I had Dan, then I went with Cresswell, Bellerin, Sacco, and Koscielny. So yeah. I went really heavy with my defense, and I was talking about it on the pod 2 times ago when I was before. That was where I felt like differential was at. So we'll see. I mean, I benched Koscielny. I buried him third on the bench, and he scored, which is a nightmare, even though Cresswell got 4 points for me. But I lost 4 points there by benching status. I don't know if it was a mistake. It's like, who the fuck knows what happened.
No, yeah. But. I mean, in a 3-3 game, you bench a defender. That should be good.
Yeah, but in general, I think it's good. I don't know. Hopefully Dan could get me a goal or something. But I feel good with having double Arsenal D, even though I don't have a Wobi, which... is not great, but
I really like it. I think it's really good.
And I after Gabriel's performance at West Ham, nothing would surprise me less than to see Mertesacker come in for him.
Everyone's talking about it at this point. It's like media is gonna just make the sub for him.
Yeah, so that feels really good because I know a lot of people went with Gabriel on wild card in game week 32 or game week 33 this past week. So. Having Koscielny and Bellerin feels great. And,
yeah, I almost did. And I probably would have recommended it to a lot of people. But in the end, I just couldn't pull the trigger. It was just looming. And you know what? Honestly, props to Jason and Nate because both of them were like, he's not nailed. That's just not real. That's not real life.
Yeah. But it is just so much money, too, at the same time. Like, Bell and Koscielny are over 6 each. So
crazy.
My team value is pretty good, like 105, so I was able to wedge him in. But
yeah,
the defense looks good, so I'm excited about that moving forward. And so midfield, you've got De Bruyne, Alexis, Paye, Iwobi, and Lingard. So you scraped the bottom of the barrel price-wise with Iwobi and Lingard.
Yeah.
But it afforded you 2 10-plus mil midfielders, and then Paye, this has been the shoe-in for everyone. But exactly. De Bruyne got rotated. How did that feel?
Felt pretty bad, but yeah, I'm just so desensitized this week for all of the reasons I said earlier. Like, he got rotated, and I was like, whatever, this week's fucking weird, and like, I don't know what's happening this week. Mm-hmm. It's all for next week, and he's gonna play both. And you watch him in the Champions League, and he scores a fucking golazo, and is by far the best player on the pitch. And I'm just like, yeah, that's why I have him. Like, he's gonna be fucking amazing.
Yeah, and you'll probably just keep him for the end of the year.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Yeah, like, he's good.
He's so good.
Yeah.
And then, Alexis. I chose Alexis over Ozil, as I've been doing all year.
As everyone did.
Yeah, and then Iwobi and Lingard was really, really tough for me because I had Martial in for a while, and I just wanted some sort of United attack, which obviously sounds really fucking stupid because they're bad. But I just saw the home, Villa, home, Palace, and I just couldn't get around it. And I'm hoping Rooney's return doesn't bump Lingard out. It just bumps Rashford out, as it should. So Yeah, I feel actually pretty fucking good about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little worried for you with Lingard with the double because I feel like Rashford's too good compared to the other players behind him. With him and Martial, I think would stay. I feel like if Rooney came in, it would be at the expense of either Mata or Lingard.
Yeah, Rooney, I mean, Rashford scored today in FA Cup, but I still feel like he had a few blanks, and he got subbed against Spurs at halftime for Ashley fucking Young.
I know, but I feel like it's just the kind of thing that he gives them something different that no one else does, and Lingard is not prolific by any stretch. I don't know. No, he could maybe start and come off the bench or something. I don't know. Yeah, I think that was a big risk.
I basically wanted some involvement. Oh, yeah. That was my biggest risk by far.
Yeah, I was really surprised to see that in your team at the end. I mean, again, it's because you had Sturridge up top, but we'll get there.
We'll get there. Yeah, what's your midfield like?
So I have Ozil because I was the early wild card. I was fucking jerking off at the bar when Ozil scored the first goal and there was no Alexis involvement. Yeah, I was just like, oh my God, if Alexis does nothing and this happens, this is the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
And then, of course, a Iwobi to Alexis. Everyone has a Iwobi and Alexis. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, and producer Nate benched Iwobi scenes.
Oh my God, what a fucking dick. He's like his favorite player. How did he do that?
He benched him for like Gradle, who was against Villa.
Good, I'm glad it fucking blew up in his face. That was stupid as fuck. So I have Ozil, Bolasie, who's so good, this double. Mahrez has been so good the last 2 weeks for me, blank. Paye and Barkley, casuals pick, who's been great also.
What a nightmare midfield.
Yeah, it's insanely bad. It's so bad. Because this is the kind of thing where I spread my wealth around, so I don't have like heavy hitting midfielders anymore, really. But Bolasie, I just felt like this double, we would get like a few goals. Like, I thought we would get like 3-ish goals, and I thought he would at least be involved in 60%.
Yeah, and we got one. He missed a sitter.
We got one, and he's just bad. So that's bad.
Yeah.
Mahrez has been fucking me all year. Like, when I had him earlier in the year, he was good, and then I dropped him, and he was still good, and whatever. And then I fucking had him when I haven't had him.
You're so bitter.
I'm so fucking with Mars. I can't handle it because it's the kind of thing that, like, this is when I overanalyze and overthink and try and be too clever against the grain. And then it just blows up in my face with Mahrez. It's like the last 2 weeks, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get him on my wild card because everyone's going to get rid of him. He has two great fixtures. He's a little bit of a differential, more so than he's been since like game week 5.
Yeah.
And then he's fucking horrible. And I'm just like, oh my God, why did I do that?
Yeah.
And with Barkley, it's been kind of just went against every fiber of my being, but I just felt like 4 games in 2 weeks was too good to pass up. As much as I think he's a piece of shit attacking, his stats are bad.
You gotta just look at his picture.
Yeah, no, his stats are bad. He's bad. He's just bad. And I just took him because I was partially from casual ownership and partially just thinking, like, casuals get lucky all the time. Why can't I get lucky? Like, why can't I have casual luck with Barkley and he's going to do some ridiculous dumb shit and score goals or get points for me? And it didn't come off, but
it almost came off today. He hit the fucking bar on like a classic Barkley screamer, but you didn't get that.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. But I'm going to, I think, just keep Barkley forever until the end of time.
What?
Yeah, because they have another double. They have two more doubles, so I'm just going to be stupid.
Yeah. Oh, I hate it so much.
Yeah, I'm going to be dumb and just I'll bench him in 35 and 36 and play him again in 37.
Man, what a mare.
Yeah, but what am I going to do with the amount of transfers plus wanting double game weekers in 37?
Are you going to keep Lukaku or are you going to get rid of him?
I'm going to keep him.
Okay, so you're going to keep Lukaku, you're going to keep Paye.
I'm going to keep Barkley.
And Barkley. Those will be your 3 bench spots next week.
Yeah, so I'm going 5-3-2 Christmas tree.
Oh, I love a Christmas tree.
Yeah. But it's the kind of thing where now, I mean, we're getting into the later topics, but where now all I'm doing is looking at how can I get 11 double game weekers in game week 37 with minimal like detriment to my points total until then, because it's a festival for double game week, so.
Yeah, it's
fun. We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. All right, so then forward line, I have Sturridge, as you mentioned earlier, Lukaku and Aguero. So Sturridge is the main reason why I went like someone like Lingard and I went so cheap in my defense. I just didn't, as much as I love Mitrovic, I just didn't really believe the dream, and I didn't want, like, Rashford because of Rooney lurking, and I didn't want Deeney because Watford are a fucking piece of shit, and I just, like, saw, I almost saw no one else. I was like, he's one of the best strikers in the league, and I don't want to keep Kane because it's just not fun. I want double game weekers, and I'm a Liverpool fan, and I need a Liverpool attacker, and I just, he was the only striker I really considered in the end.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I think I was toying with Sturridge, but as you mentioned, the difference for me when I was wildcarding was just there were so many compromises I had to make in my overall team to get him in. Yeah. Like you said, like you have Lingard, and that, you know, that's not great. But
no, it's not great.
But you,
I have Pap Suare and Darlow on my team. Like,
yeah.
I like to scrape in the fucking barrel.
That's true, to accommodate. But yeah. And yeah, I have the same forward line except Mitrovic instead of Sturridge. And I mean, I benched Mitrovic this week, which was great because he blanked. But
nice.
Yeah. I don't feel comfortable with Mitrovic at all. But it's a case of you know, the doubles, and he's.
I mean,
on
he got you the brace. You'll never forget that brace.
No, never forget. And I didn't. I mean, he blanked this week, but again, on my bench doesn't mean anything. So yeah. We'll see what he does next week, and I'm sure he'll be one of the first names out moving forward in 35 and shit, or 36 anyway.
Yeah.
But Lukaku, I mean, what's up with Lukaku? It's a big. It's a problem. No.
Yeah, he was just, and they were just so bad. I only watched the first half of the game today, but. There was just nothing. There was nothing there. There was no quality in the side anywhere.
They've scored one goal in their last four games.
That's fucking crazy.
Actual. So.
That's crazy.
One goal in their last four games.
Damn.
And he keeps picking, like, Barry and McCarthy and Besic and, like, what's the point? Change formation. Do something.
Just do something. He's supposed to be, like, a tinkerer.
I hate that man. Martinez.
I don't understand
it. I just, it's beyond my comprehension that he's not only still employed, but no one's even talking or whispers about him being fired.
Oh, no, you missed that. Yeah, there's a lot of whispers. Yeah, all the fans have the banners up. Baines kind of came out a little bit against him, just saying, like, there's unrest in the locker room, like, the team's not happy, blah, blah, blah. He's out. Like,
he's got to be out. It's ridiculous.
I'd be shocked if he's not out.
Good. Yeah, he should. It's a ridiculous thing for them with all the talent they have to be just floundering a mid-table. If they're not even...
They're not even
They're mid-table. Ridiculous. They're a ridiculous team. I hate Everton so much. I think next to United and probably, like, Sunderland, Everton are probably right there with them.
He's the shit Brendan Rodgers, basically. Like, he tries to do all this, like, tactical shit, except for Brendan, it would sometimes work or sometimes be smart. And with Roberto, it's just like, you're just horrible at managing. Yeah. Like, this team sucks.
But has he played a formation all year besides 4-2-3-1 once? Has he ever done that? Or did he play like a 3-5-2 once?
Yeah, didn't he play a little three back? Or was that last year, maybe?
No, that was this year, right? With Stones playing and with like Jags and Funes or something like that.
Yeah, the 3-5-2, I don't know. I don't want to talk about them, honestly.
Okay, so
Jags pulled his hammy. They fucking suck. I'm sorry if you have Jags. Everyone captain Lukaku, he fucking sucks. They fucking suck.
Yeah. Okay, so those are kind of our teams. So that was a little more in-depth than I anticipated. But I think it's a good exercise anyway, because most listeners have... Their whole team is probably made up of the players on our two teams.
Yeah, absolutely.
But so realistically, this week, the single game weekers, it struck. The Spurs and the Leicester highly owned players, they got so many points. So that was horrible.
Yeah, that was bad for us. It was just bad. And they were so close to blanking, too. Spurs are 20 minutes away from glory, you know, and we would have just rose so much.
Yeah.
Like, I rose, like, I think 50,000 places after, like, Saturday.
Yeah, you had a flyer, and then Sunday was just crashing down to earth.
Yeah, it crashed down. But, I mean, I still got a green. Like, fuck them. You know, I got a green, and I have 15 double game weeks next week, so fuck them all.
Yeah. So should we talk about if you want to use your transfer this week, or what do you think?
Yeah, but let's just do a quick word from a sponsor, and then we'll jump into that.
Okay.
In the tradition of his manager, Arsene Wenger, the Arsenal and German midfielder Mesut Özil is a soft-spoken, sensitive, empathetic lad who relates to readers of all ages. Mesut's informed opinions relayed with his straight-to-the-heart precision have quickly made Özil's Corner one of North London's premier advice columns. Relationship trouble? In need of emotional healing? Or suffering from chronic anxiety? Come on down to Özil's Corner. He'll pick out the right path for just you. All right, so yeah, what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about if we should use a single game week?
Use the transfer this week for, like, is it worthwhile switching out a double game weeker who's shit for someone who's good, or do you think it's not worth it?
I think it's not worth it. What do you think?
Yeah, probably, because, like, I'm looking at things, like, with Bolasie, like, or Dan, for example. They still have two games next week, but they're shit fixtures, and they'll probably just get me, like, 3 and 4 points, but... I don't know. That's what I'm on the fence about. Is it worth using it right now? Or the advantage, like I mentioned earlier, is I keep looking at and trying to figure out how to maximize double game weekers in for game week 37. So like I have two free transfers this week, and I'm going to use one on Mahrez, but I'm thinking about floating the other one because the only team that plays next week or has a double game week in 34, has a game in 35, and has a double game week in 37 is Liverpool. Yep. So I'm going to have max Liverpool players, and other than that, there's no one who I could use my other transfer on who's going to have a double game week in 37. So moving forward, I'm looking
at... That's basically it. It's like, as long as they're fit and going to play both games, I don't think it's worth it because it's just... You want the more information. Like, I'd always rather have the time. Like, who knows who's going to pull a hamstring or get a weird goal. Like, you're trying to predict an unpredictable thing. Like, I'm trying to... Like, it'd be easy for me to just do, like, Delaney to, like, a Watford defender or something because their fixtures are so bad. But I don't fucking know what's going to happen. Palace just got double cleans, and maybe Delaney will get a fucking goal or assist. Yeah. Or bottom line is he's fit and he's playing two games, so should be a minimum of 4 points. The rest of my team is good. Getting 4 points out of your worst player is not bad.
No, yeah, you're right. That's not bad. It's basically a return.
Yeah.
If you look at it in a single game week perspective.
Yeah, so I don't think it's worth it. I want to, for next week, when it's just going to be total mindfuck, get as many like Tottenham and Leicester players as you can, probably, and just, you know.
Yeah, but that's the other thing I keep thinking of, is that I don't think I want to get any, because they don't have a double game week in 37. Like, if I want to get 11, 37 double game weekers, I need to be bringing... I need to spend every transfer from this point on players that play in 35 and have game and have doubles in 37. So those are teams, players on, you know, like Chelsea, Sunderland, West Ham.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, those are that's what I want to start bringing in.
You're right. Yeah, I don't know if I'm that hardcore. I don't know if I'm going to go as balls deep as you and go 11 double game weekers. I just feel like I have to get in like Kane or something.
Yeah. See, that I have to... I think that's something I need to think more about. Is it worth it?
That's something like everyone needs to think more about. Like, is it worth it to get like fucking Andy Carroll in instead of Kane just because he has a double in 37? Like, no.
Probably not.
Yeah, or like, is it worth it to get like Willian over Mahrez because he has a double? Like, it can't be.
Yeah, but Mahrez is a piece of shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
No, I know what you mean. No, that's a very valid point, is looking at those types of Canes and whomevers who don't have the double, if it's worth bringing them in or not.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's difficult. But that is now that it's kind of game week 34 is here and everything's planned and done and whatever, I'm turning my attention towards the last few weeks and the double in 37 looms. And I'm just starting to think about and plan. I think we'll probably talk more about that next week.
Next week we'll be like fully diving into preparing for 37. Yeah. I don't know. Like the one guy that I'm considering using a transfer on, because I have almost no money, so I would get rid of Delaney or Suarez if I was going to get rid of anyone. And I'm kind of thinking about a Fosu Mensah punt, just because he's been like their best player, and he was their best player against Tottenham, and he came off. They lost 3-0, and he started for them again today in FA Cup. And they have home Villa, home Palace. But
yeah, and they have a double in 37, so
yeah, that's why I'm considering it, but.
But it's still like,
yeah, is that worth it? I don't know. Probably not. He's not nailed.
No, that's the thing. Is with them, especially United fullbacks, is who the fuck knows who's going to play in a month. You know,
it could be fucking Valencia. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I would caution against that.
That's why I'm not going to do it in the end. But like, I want to. The tinker mad scientist side of me really wants to.
Yeah, just throw a caution to the wind and go for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, United also have a 37 double too, huh?
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I brought up Andy Carroll before. What do you think about Andy Carroll? Because he's getting some buzz.
Yeah, I mean, he started today, right? And they're lost. Yeah. They crashed out of the FA Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't touch him now. I don't know. I never know what to make of Andy Carroll. I like the idea of Andy Carroll.
Oh, I love Andy Carroll.
Yeah, no, I mean, I enjoy watching him run around similar to how I enjoy watching Crouchy run around. But
yeah.
I think from a fantasy perspective, when our forward spots are so thin, I mean, does anyone not have a double game week or forward who's in that price bracket at this point in their lives that they're going to punt on Carroll for next week? Yeah. And he doesn't play in 35? There's just so many warts.
I mean, I guess it's like people who kept Vardy, maybe, are in the mix.
Yeah. But then it's like you look at Martial or someone like this in the same price bracket.
But I'd probably rather have Carroll.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Yeah, I like Carroll. I don't know. It's a big punt. It's so I think it's hard. A massive punt.
Yeah. But it's a massive punt. And he's been – Bilic is crazy. Like, he hasn't started in, like, months. And all of a sudden he just started. And, like, it's not – like, I love Bilic. Played to the team, it seems like.
Yeah.
You know, like, Arsenal are bad in the air, so I'm going to start Carroll.
Yeah.
And you know, and who knows what the next week's going to be, you know.
Yeah, because I think Sacco is a little, has a knock, but Valencia, I don't know, they have options there.
Yeah. What, are you tired?
Yeah, dude, I've been telling you, work's been kicking my ass.
I know, but yawning on the pod is just a fucking sin. Cardinal sin.
I'm not drinking beer, I'm drinking wine, so maybe I'm getting a little sleepy.
Why?
Because sometimes I don't have beer in the fridge long because I drank it all previously, so then I have to make do with what's there. And I left work late today, so I didn't go to the store.
Oh, wow. Prepare. Yeah, I mean, we're recording on a Wednesday. It feels horrible, to be honest, if I'm honest.
It's hump day. It's not Monday or Tuesday when I'm still boosting.
Wednesday's the worst day.
Yeah, this is horrible.
This is fucked up. Wait, I'm going to just pause the pod real quick. When are we going to record next week? Because games go through till Thursday.
I don't know, dude.
I think we have to do another Wednesday. I just want the listeners to know. Like, I don't fucking care when we pod, but they do. You know, so there's three games on Wednesday. There's West Ham, Watford, Liverpool, Everton, United, Palace. And then there's only one game on Thursday, Arsenal, West Brom. So I'm thinking if we do it Wednesday night again, we'll only miss one game. And we still give two full days of potential pod listening time before the next game week.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, next week's going to be Wednesday, and then fucking pray to fucking God that we get back on regular schedule.
Yeah, I want a pod on Monday.
I want a pod, like, as soon as the game's end.
Sunday, right away.
Yeah, Sunday, like, 3 p.m.
Okay.
Okay, where are we? I guess we're in What the Fuck Happened, but, like, since we're recording late, as you said, everyone knows what the fuck happened.
Yeah, it's stupid. Let's just fucking
everyone
talk about it.
Everyone knows all the points and bonus and all everything. All right,
let's talk about Game Week 34 captaincy.
Let's talk about Bolasie doing push-ups.
No, I don't want that. I don't want to do that. It will upset me. I don't think we need to talk about cleans because everyone has whatever fucking double game weekers they have and they're just going to pray to whatever gods that they believe in that don't exist that they're going to get points. But let's talk about captaincy, because that's a big contention.
Captain is massive this week.
It's massive. The captaincy is going to be the difference between flyer screamers and just, like, good weeks, I think.
Yeah, probably so.
So let's see. We're looking at the contenders, I think, are Aguero, of course, Alexis, Ozil.
Yep.
And then maybe a United attacker, I think, as a left field punt.
Yeah, but other like than Martial, that, I guess you can't Captain Rooney because we don't really know.
No, you don't know if he's going to play a 180. It would be Martial.
Captain Lukaku.
That's so funny.
You could Captain KDB also.
KDB, yeah, sure. That's a good differential shout.
Paye, even though I hate their fixtures,
yeah,
he's always in the mix.
I always feel risky captaining Paye just because of his goal threat. Always seems so unpredictable.
Yeah, like, he
usually
shoots.
Gets them on freeze, and he's so reliant on weird shit, even though he did score last week. That was wrongfully ruled out.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... He's just returned so regularly that he's always in the mix.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. But
it's probably among those. I mean, yeah. I don't know if I'd captain anyone on Liverpool.
No, it's too risky with the rotation potential.
But we'll know more after tomorrow, though.
But what are we going to know? We're going to know that he's going to play a first team. We're going to know that Sturridge, Lallana, Firmino, Coutinho, they all start.
No, how do we know Origi. I expect Origi to start tomorrow.
Who's going to sit?
Sturridge.
What?
Origi started the first leg and scored.
I thought he would do like a 4-4-2 or some shit or like a diamond.
I mean, I would love
shit.
That, but I just don't.
At home? Know. He's going to want to just do them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. All right, regardless, we're getting off topic. What will we know? We'll know who's going to play 90 in the first week of the doubles, at least. So among attackers.
Yeah, I mean. I just, when he threw both those center backs out of the squad this game, I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, it's confusing to me because they're fucking center backs, and he rotated a lot of players because the Dortmund tie's huge, but at the same time, he's going to have two games within 3 days, like 2 days rest.
Yeah, so you're saying he might just rotate anyway.
Yeah, like maybe he'll play the full strong team in the first game, and then bench some players in the second game. Maybe he's going to see the Derby, which is the second game, as more important. He's going to rest some first teamers against Bournemouth, which from a fantasy perspective is better. I'm so confused. So that's
you're right. That's not captainable.
No, it's not captainable. I don't think because it's a mind fuck. Unless if you want to captain Milner, because he'll probably play 180.
Yeah, especially with Hendo out for the season, like Milner's pretty much nailed.
Yeah, or Joe Allen.
Captain
but anyway, so we're looking at that those handful of players, and right now for me, I have my armband on Aguero.
I have mine on Sanchez right now.
Okay. If I had Sanchez, I still with Ozil. You know, he's just his stats have been better, but for me, he's just still a little Nancy Pansy with the captaincy.
Yeah, and everyone knows my thoughts on Ozil, basically. But I feel good with Alexis. I feel good with two homes. I feel good with that he never sits. And he's in ridiculous form right now.
Yeah, I agree. I think Alexis will probably be the highest percent captain of all the players this week. But
him and Aguero will probably be 1 and 2, as they should be.
Yeah, could do. I'm still. I have to double check. When's the semifinal Champions League tie? Is that
so?
Not
again,
for a while?
It's like before 35. Yeah, sorry. It's before 36.
36. So it's not in play. So
it's not. Like, it'll have no effect on Game Week 34, but he'll probably bench Aguero and KDB in 35, if I had to guess, which is just a mindfuck.
We'll see. Usually Aguero plays when he's fit.
Yeah, they've literally never been to a semifinal.
No, yeah, that's true. They're
going to play either fucking Real, Atletico, or Bayern in the biggest stage in the world. So
yeah, that's going to be great. But yeah, so I'll probably stick it on Aguero. I'll probably have some last minute thoughts on Ozil, but I feel like Aguero, even though the away form, blah blah blah, we've talked about it forever, I'm still just gonna be stupid and think that he's gonna get hauls.
Yeah, and I'm super torn, basically. I mean, I'm one or the other. Aguero with the biggest ceiling, but Sanchez close behind. The only player in the league who's like close behind who could just like explode for fucking 2 hat tricks or something crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And Sanchez is in the better form with 2 home fixtures. That's why I have it on him now. But
yeah. I would probably stick on him.
Yeah, I think I will.
Yeah. Okay. So Alexis definitely seems like the number one, Aguero close behind number 2 for captaincy option this week. And everyone has one of those 2, so it should be fun.
Yeah, and if you don't, you're mistaken.
But that's the thing. I mean, getting that right or getting it wrong, that could be the difference. Because if one of those 2 players has a 20-pointer, you're doubling it to 40. That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so nerve-wracking. Oh, my God.
So nerve-wracking.
Just looking at the fixture list. It takes up half my screen.
I know.
It's like, what the fuck?
I know. All right, so do you want to move on to transfers for this week, and then we'll wrap it up?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay.
Let me start, because I think
you start.
I have a little bit more of a tricky situation. So I want to fuck Mahrez off to Eternity and Oblivion. So he's definitely out. So. Yeah. I have only 7-6 to play with that transfer. I'm leaning towards floating my other transfer.
As you should, I think.
Yeah, because I just don't see anything where using both is worthwhile. Because I'm looking, if I use both, I could maybe get a different midfielder in a higher price bracket and get someone like a Townsend or something, because I think Bolasie is probably not going to be doing much this week, but...
Yeah.
I think, like we mentioned earlier, he still has two games. He's still a class player on his day, and maybe I'll get that Sunderland from last season fucking fuck me in a bottle.
Yeah, just like, I don't know.
Who knows? He's, again, it's just, you got 180 there, so I'm going to stick with him. So
even the announcer today in the Palace game was like, and then there's Bolasie, who's just a complete wild card. And I was like, yep, he's just, no one knows what the fuck
exactly
that
what he is.
Yeah.
So in looking at Mahrez out in a vacuum, I'm stuck between Lallana and Milner.
Yeah. Because you want someone who doubles 37.
Yeah. I mean,
so it has to be a Liverpool player is basically what you're telling me.
Yeah, and those are the only two midfielders I can afford, but...
So you're going Milner, right?
I hate him so much.
I know. It has to be a business decision.
Is it real life, though?
Yeah, I mean, he's just on all the frees and, like, he's just nailed for 180. He never sits. He never stops running. And he might even get a pen. Like, if Sturridge isn't on the pitch, he'll take the pen also. It just has to be Milner.
Wow.
Yeah, it just has to be. Like, Lallana's going to play 80-plus versus Dortmund and probably...
Miss one of them.
Yeah, he'll be benched. He'll at least start on the bench, I think, against Bournemouth. And he'll probably sub on, but he's not going to play 90.
Yeah, fitness is always a problem with him in terms of recovery time and playing 90 and shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's Thursday to Sunday. We just saw Thursday to Sunday.
I mean, you had a week
benched.
Yeah, I mean, you had a week off between games and he didn't start this past.
Well, except we had the last leg.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right, yeah.
Yeah, we just saw what happens Thursday to Sunday, and as you correctly pointed out, there's Bournemouth and then there's Everton, and Everton is just so much more important to the city and to the fans and probably to Klopp at this point. So it's just like, it has to be Milner. That's not even a question.
All right, I've never owned James Milner, and I won't.
Yeah, you never will get another chance.
Oh my God, what? That's insane. So I'm gonna own James Milner.
I mean, here's how drastically it has to be Milner. Everything I just said, put on top of that, Hendo's out for the season. Milner's nailed for 180 and 37. Also, like, you can actually look that far ahead and say Milner is 100% nailed. That's just automatic.
Okay. All right. I'm going to bring in James
Milner. Just don't call him James Milner. Call him James Milner, and he's a lot better.
James Milner.
James.
What are you doing this week?
James Rodriguez. Milner. I'm not going to do shit. I'm going to put all my best players on my bench and bench boost so I get that fucking tit fest on my bench. That's the only thing I'm doing.
Okay.
I have Sturridge, KDB, and Aguero on my bench right now, and I'm captaining Alexis. That's amazing. Okay. I have Darla starting, Mindy on my bench.
Okay. All right. Maybe I'll follow suit.
Yeah, I have Christmas tree going right now. Just for the lulz. Just for the fucking lulz.
Milner.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Milner.
Okay.
Feels good, right?
No, it's not going to feel good.
Wow, that was a weird pot. That was a whirlwind.
I think it was really bad. I'm sorry, listeners, if you're disappointed in us.
Was it bad?
I think it might have been bad.
I think people are going to be sad at two things from you. I think they're going to be sad that you didn't triple captain Bolasie, and they're going to be sad consequently that you did not rage on this pod because you triple Captain Blassie.
Yeah. I'm disappointed in those things, too. No, because, and that's another thing with that. We were talking a little bit. I was barely communicating in London, but I was just thinking objectively about the amount of people that were not only captaining Lukaku, but also those of whom were triple captaining. And I was just thinking about how I could effectively end my season if I triple captain Bolasie and Lukaku did like normal things that I expected him to do.
Yeah, score any goals.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have even had him captain. And Bolasie got fucking 5 points. He's a nightmare. Like, that's not good.
Yeah.
I would have gotten more points than I have now, but it's, you know, the risk is. It's,
yeah, the risk.
Yeah.
You triple cap Bolasie if your rank's like 300k.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. It's like I'm in touching distance of my original and always goal of top 10k, and that could have potentially just put me down to like 90k or even worse or something.
Oh my god! And then all of our dreams could come true this week. Like I feel like after Saturday when I went up like 50,000 places, I got like a little sneak preview of what could happen this week. Like, I could just pass all of these fucking idiots in front of me.
Yeah,
I could just go 70,000 places.
Yeah, totally. And realistically, looking at this week, how I put in, like, in the 70s, and I only had 5 double game weekers, and they basically all did nothing.
Yeah.
Next week with 15 is, I'm expecting at least 150 points.
Yeah, I mean,
and if I don't get 150 points, I'm going to be fucking furious, and we'll pod earlier, and I'll be more insane.
Yeah, if it sucks, we'll pod earlier. Yeah. If it's just going so badly, we'll pod earlier. Yeah, I mean, I got no returns. I got clean sheets are my only returns from my double game weekers. I got a blank captain and whatever, and I still rose 5K.
Yeah.
And just like, I just feel like I'm just going to go nuts this week.
Yeah, we
both still love
will.
My team. I feel like I made right decisions.
Yeah, except you're not going to have James Milner like me.
Yeah, but I have Jesse fucking Lingard, baby. It feels so bad having Lingard.
Yeah, he's terrible, dude. The few weeks I had him, I think he actually did get me some points 1 week, but he's a piece of shit. His nose is too big. He's not Jewish.
He's It's like incorrectly placed.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I wish he was one of us chosen people. He'd be nailed to my team all season.
Oh, God.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
Follow us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, Acast, anything. Email us fmlfpl@gmail.com with your teams, your questions, your opening questions, your fucking sponsors, whatever. Tweet me fmlfpl. Join the league. There's a fuckload of people in there. It's very competitive.
Cheers.